in Kansas. A butt kicking.
Pretty amazing for sure. I didn't know any of this was possible.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. NAPA
know-how! After winning in a photo finish at Kansas a year ago, this time around, no one else but Kyle Larson was even in the picture. His third win of the season was the 32nd of his career, tying him for 29th on the all-time list with Dale Jarrett. And in leading 221 of the 267 laps, Larson became only the 21st driver in Cup Series history to go over 10,000 laps led.
Pretty amazing for sure. I didn't know any of this was possible leading into the day, but then before the race they said I was just 100 and something laps away from 10,000, and figured after we won the first couple stages I was close to doing it, so that was neat. But then to tie Dale Jarrett, and I guess you said I've led the most laps here now at Kansas Speedway, that's pretty unreal.
Talk about red hot in the last four races. Larson has two wins, a runner-up, and a fourth-place finish. And as the only guy to sweep both stages and win this year, which he's now done twice, Larson also took over the point lead by 35 over teammate William Byron. Coming home second and third at Kansas, Christopher Bell and Ryan Blaney.
It's one of those races that's going to feel a lot better later on in the week. I'm thrilled to walk out here with a second place finish because it wasn't strong enough, and I don't think I really made a pass all day, just kind of had good track position.
I wish it was five more laps. I really do. We were mowing those guys down at the end there. I think if it was five more laps, I would have at least scared the five.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In finishing fifth at Kansas, Alex Bowman grabbed his seventh top 10 in the opening 12 races.
Well, I think you'd have to be blind to say we haven't been fast. Like, there's no way around the fact that these are the fastest race cars that the 48 team has brought to the racetrack consistently in a really long time. So there's a lot of positives. Just hurts to not capitalize on it.
PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.